Now, if you're looking for some thought-provoking ideas to help you pray and practice your gospel values this Lenten season, why not take a look online at the website of CAFOD, the London-based Catholic Agency for Overseas Development. CAFOD has set up a 40-day virtual vigil to mark the 40th anniversary of Pope Paul VI's great encyclical on development and social justice, Populorum Progressio. Inspired by the prophetic vision contained in that document, CAFOD is running a Live Simply project, urging each one of us to examine our own lifestyles and live in a more sustainable way in solidarity with the poor. The 40-day vigil includes a daily reflection and prayer, plus a chance to sign up to a series of online promises that combat the consumer mentality and bring real benefits to people in the developing world as well. To find out more, my colleague Susie Hodges spoke to CAFOD's Justice Spirituality Facilitator, Susie Brouard.
Well, it really came about through the Live Simply Challenge, that we wanted people to be involved in Live Simply, and we wanted people to pray. And so we decided to create a virtual vigil that anyone who uses the web would be able to log on to. And on it there's some reflection, some prayerful reflection. And also each day chooses one year between 1967 and the present day and focuses on that year, what was happening in the world and what was also happening in CAFOD's own history.
This month marks the 40th anniversary since the encyclical Populorum Progressio was published. How much relevance does the message of this encyclical still have today, and how does it impact upon CAFOD and its work?
Well, I think it's extremely relevant for today. In fact, Tina Beattie, a theologian from England, said in the Tablet a few weeks ago that the encyclical seems today even more relevant than when it was written. And the reason is because the subjects that it deals with, that it talks about, are still pertinent today. So it talks about development being more than economic growth. It talks about the fact that God has made the earth and all that it contains for all to share. That true peace goes hand in hand with justice. And that education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. So I think all those things are relevant today for everyone, that everyone is responsible for the world that we live in. And of course, it's very much influenced CAFOD's work.
Do many people think that, in fact, Populorum Progressio was, in fact, very prophetic in what it said?
It was certainly extremely prophetic in what it said. And if I can just give you an example, one of the questions that Pope Paul VI asks is that each person must examine their conscience and we must ask ourselves, are we prepared to pay more for the imported goods so that the foreign producer may make a fairer profit? Now, bearing in mind, he wrote this 25 years before the Fair Trade Foundation was set up. So nowadays we're used to hearing about fair trade products, and I hope that many of us buy fair trade products if we're able to. But this was 25 years before the Fair Trade Foundation was even set up. So I think the document is extremely prophetic and challenging.
Coming back to this 40-day virtual vigil, what criteria was used in drawing up the prayers and reflections?
What it wanted to do was combine prayer with facts so people could reflect. Then they were led to a promise, a suggestion for a promise that they could make, particularly during Lent, and then some facts, some world facts, and some facts about CAFOD's history. So I think it was the combination of those four things that went into the making of the vigil.
Are there any ones which are particularly thought-provoking?
For instance, on day 18 during Lent, one of the facts is that CAFOD helped facilitate a pastoral visit by Cardinal Hume to Ethiopia, and the visit had a real profound impression on him. And he then, if you like, asked the UK government to change their policy towards the emergency in Ethiopia. And then the promise for that day is we're trying to encourage people to share a simple lunch once a month with their work colleagues and to save what they would have spent on that lunch to give to CAFOD.
Coming back to this Live Simply campaign, this is in many ways in direct contrast to today's Western society. You know, it's very consumeristic. We're encouraged to earn more and more. And so we can then consume on an ever larger scale, isn't it?
Yes. Bishop Michael Evans, the Bishop of East Anglia, has talked about something called affluenza, which is an epidemic of overconsumption, waste, pollution and stress, which threatens the whole of life. And I think we are a society in the Western world which is often consumed by consumerism and impoverished by wealth. And we can be caught in what Pope Paul VI calls soul-stifling materialism. I think Live Simply is countercultural in that it asks people to take time to reflect, not to just think about their immediate needs, but also to discern between needs and wants. So in that sense, it's countercultural. But I think also we cannot ignore the fact that nowadays people are really looking at the whole area of sustainability. And in that sense, it's going with the culture, a culture which is saying, actually, we know that we use too many plastic bags. We know that we consume too much energy, and we would like to do something about it.
And so far, how many individuals and organisations have signed up to Live Simply and made promises?
So far, 41 different organisations have signed up to be Live Simply members of the network, because Live Simply is not just CAFOD, but as I say, 41 different organisations from across England and Wales. This includes dioceses that have said they are Live Simply dioceses, and different and diverse organisations such as Charismatic Renewal, the Catholic Education Service, the Catholic Youth Service. So they've all signed up to be Live Simply members. And then on our website, the CAFOD website and the Live Simply website, there's a chance for ordinary individuals and parishes to sign up to promises. And these promises are as diverse as the people that are making them. So there are many promises around praying, and there are other promises that are practical and talk about recycling, turning off computers and televisions. Some promises are around actually promoting Live Simply. So there's a whole spectrum of promises. People can sign up to the CAFOD ones, they can sign up to the ones on the Live Simply network, or if they want to, they can create their own promise. And the way they do that is by saying that they will do whatever it is they pledge to do, but they want other people to join them in that. So we hope that it will create a sense of community.
But do you have any idea about numbers?
Well, so far there have been over 500 promises made, but obviously some people have made more than one promise. But we're really hoping, we're really pushing this during Lent, because we think Lent is a time of reflection and a time when people will feel moved to make promises.
Have there been any particularly unusual or colourful promises?
Some of them are around sharing water and what have you, or using water for washing up and for bathing and all the rest of it. So I think there have been a few unusual ones. I think some have been challenging. Some people are promising not to, for instance, take a plane for a year for personal use. So I think those are perhaps more challenging ones. Some people have promised in particular to help certain parts of the developing world. So I think there's a promise, for instance, about helping people in Sierra Leone. So there's some direct ones, but what we're hoping really is that all the promises will help those who live in poverty, because the changes that we make in our lifestyles will have a direct impact on the world globally. We want people to take the time to reflect. So we don't want people just to go straight into the action, but to take time to reflect, to discern, what is it that God is calling me to? What do I need to do? We're not all called to do the same thing. We realize that for most people in this world, materially speaking, they don't have a choice about living simply. So living simply can be taken on a material way, can be taken in a material way, but can also be looked at as doing simple things, not always looking to externals, if you like, to make us happy.
Susie Hodges talking there to CAFOD's Justice Spirituality Facilitator, Susie Bruard.